They were inert, only given life through the imaginations of those who played with them. And thus, my epic saga of what would happen if He-Man joined forces with Han Solo to fight off the evil Barbie invasion came to pass. My sister owned the Barbie doll. But these days, toys can contain technologies that make them far more interactive. The creative process is no longer a one-way street. And in at least some of those implementations, there's the potential for a lot to go wrong. We're in the age of connectivity, and that extends down to the toys companies are making for kids. These toys use technologies like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to receive information from the internet, enhancing the toy's features so that it can do more stuff with those who play with it. For example, Hasbro markets the Furby Kinect interactive toy. Furbies debuted in the late 1990s. At that time, they were considered pretty advanced. Initially, a Furby can only speak in gibberish. Canonically, it's a language called Furbish. Over time, the Furby begins to throw in some English words among the nonsense. This was to mimic the way children pick up language over time. The toys gave the appearance of interactivity, but the truth of the matter was that Furbies were simply following a pre-programmed pathway. I hope that didn't come as a shock to anyone. The Furby Kinect is a toy that can actually change how it interacts with people over time. You pair the toy with a companion mobile app. You can use the app to interact with the toy or update it with new behaviors, games, and other features. It's a clever way to keep the toy relevant and fun to play with. Unfortunately, that same connectivity that gives toys like the Furby Kinect its nifty features can also introduce security and privacy vulnerabilities. The UK Consumers Association site, which published an article in November 2017 saying that many of these connected toys, including the Furby Kinect, are vulnerable to malicious interference. According to the article, it doesn't even require any hacking in some cases. A few of these toys allow anyone to connect to a device within Bluetooth range without any security measures to block them. That means a person within range could potentially affect a toy. Some of these toys allow you to send a message to the toy, which then can be converted into a verbal message from the toy itself. In a video published on the Which article, a young boy is playing with a robot with this Bluetooth connectivity. A lurking figure outside the window notices this and uses a smartphone to connect to the toy and sends a message to the young boy, asking him to open the front door. The site acknowledges that for this to work in the way shown in the video, the connection would need to be unsecured and the potential threat would have to be quite close. The broadcast range for Bluetooth is about 10 meters. Wi-Fi connected toys might have a slightly greater range depending upon the router. Though if the Wi-Fi network isn't secured, then there may be other issues to deal with beyond compromised toys. Some consumer advocacy groups have voiced similar concerns about other toys, including those toys' capacity to listen in on conversations. Some of these toys are meant to allow children to talk to them, ask questions, and hold basic conversations. But that means the toys themselves need microphones and have to send information to the cloud to get appropriate responses. That means the toys are effectively listening. And if a toy is listening, it might pick up stuff it's not supposed to hear. Depending upon how that information is processed in the cloud, the data could end up causing harm further down the road. In 2015, hackers showed they could compromise the Hello Barbie connected doll and use it to spy on people. At first, it seemed like Mattel, the manufacturer of Barbie dolls, had done a decent job with security. The Barbie doll would only listen when you pressed a button. That would activate the microphone. Further, the doll would encrypt recorded audio, making it unintelligible to anyone who might intercept the file as it was sent from doll to Mattel's servers. But hackers figured out how to compromise the doll itself over Wi-Fi connections. Presumably, they had physical access to the doll and connected it to their own Wi-Fi network to make the changes. Once they had done so, they could remove some of those safety features so that they could listen in even if the button were not pressed and skip that whole encryption process. The doll would effectively become a bug, kind of like in spy movies. Also, spy movie Barbie would be a pretty cool toy. According to The Guardian, compromising the doll would be just the first step. Accessing information on the doll itself would give hackers the information they'd need to log into the target's Wi-Fi network. In other words, they could access the Wi-Fi password and then intrude on that network, potentially snooping on communications or compromising other connected systems within the home. The doll would become a gateway to a person's entire network. In this case, it requires a lot more work than just connecting to an unsecured toy over Bluetooth. But the point the hackers were making is that in the age of connectivity, this is also an age of security vulnerabilities. We need to take greater care in designing and implementing technologies that connect wirelessly to networks, particularly when those technologies are intended for children. To learn more about internet security, wireless technologies, and high-tech toys, check out the Tech Stuff podcast. We publish on Wednesdays and Fridays and take a deep dive on these subjects and more. I'll see you again soon.
You've worked hard to eliminate stubborn fat. Kale smoothies, check. Daily workouts? Check. If it's not going as far as it used to, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting can help you get ready to re-enter the world with less stubborn fat. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com. CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat. Exercise, eat right. But lately, it's gotten harder. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com. CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan.